Chapter 2. Emma was awakened the following morning by a piercing scream echoing through the house. She lay still for a moment and then leapt from the bed and ran to the door and hammered on it. Light footsteps came running up the stairs and along the corridor. She heard the key click in the lock, and then the door opened. Austin stood there, her eyes dilated with fright.
"It's Sir Benjamin, m'lady," she cried. "He's dead."
Guilt and shock would soon follow, but all in that moment, Emma felt weak with relief. So, he had finally drunk himself to death.
"Where is he, Austin?" she asked. "Are you sure? Have you sent for the physician?"
"Oh, he's dead as dead. Tamworthy sent for the magistrate and the constable."
"Does one need a parish constable to record a natural death?"
"He was shot through the heart."
Emma raised her hands to her face.
"It's not possible," she whispered.
"My lady," said Austin, "pray sit down. I had no right to burst out with the news like that. Oh, my poor lady."
"Oh no, Austin, you must help me dress. I must do what I can. I heard a pistol shot during the night, but I assumed Sir Benjamin had imagined there to be burglars in the house again."
"That's what Tamworthy said, my lady."
Austin searched the wardrobe and brought out a sombre black gown, which Emma had worn 6 months before to attend the funeral of one of Sir Benjamin's relatives.
"He heard the shot, but you know Sir Benjamin said he wasn't to be disturbed. But Tamworthy became worried when Mary took up the master's tea this morning and found his bed not slept in. Oh, my lady, Tamworthy and the footman had to break down the door of the study."
"Do you mean he had locked himself in his study?"
"Yes, my lady. Tamworthy says as how nobody could have got in, and so he must have shot himself, my lady."
Emma shook her head in a dazed way.
"Oh no, Austin, he would never do that."
"My lady, you are white and trembling. Please do not go downstairs. Please let me put you to bed."
"No, I must find out what has happened."
When she was dressed, Emma walked down the stairs to the main hall, where a small group of men were standing. There was a magistrate, a constable, a Bow Street runner, and a doctor. The magistrate walked forward to meet her.
"Lady Wright," he said, and his eyes were hard and calculating. "It is my sad duty to accuse you of the murder of your husband, Sir Benjamin Wright."
Emma felt as if someone had punched her over the heart. She swayed for a moment and looked as if she would faint, but thrust Austin aside, who had rushed to her to support her.
"Why on earth do you say such a monstrous thing?"
demanded Emma. The magistrate signalled to the constable, who walked across the hall and held open the door to the library, which was across the hall from the study.
"In here, Lady Wright," said the magistrate. "I am Sir Henry Biggs, magistrate at Bow Street."
Emma walked in and sat down in a high carved chair in the middle of the room.
"Now," said the magistrate, "the facts are these. Your husband was found shot through the heart. The murder was done with his own pistol. The pistol was lying on the floor near the door beside a fan that one of the maidservants has identified as your own. The door was locked, but I assume you have a key to the study."
Emma shook her head. "He would not allow either myself or any of the servants to have a key. I could not have shot him, Sir Henry, for I was locked in my bedchamber all night."
"Get that butler here," snapped the magistrate.
Tamworthy came in. He was the quintessential English butler, fat, with a large, white, heavy face and small, shrewd eyes.
"Tamworthy is devoted to me,"
Sir Benjamin had often bragged.
"See here, Tamworthy," said Sir Henry. "Lady Wright says she was locked in her bedchamber last night, and neither she nor any of you were allowed a key to Sir Benjamin's study."
Tamworthy's bright little eyes in his large, white face rested briefly on Emma. Emma shrank a little in her chair. She remembered threatening to kill Sir Benjamin only the night before. The butler cleared his throat and said pompously,
"That is right, Sir Henry. I had instructions to see that my lady was locked in her room. Sir Benjamin took the decanter of brandy into the study..."